Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
You know him,
to
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good, an international
call. Interface complete.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, Negro is still languished in the corners of American society, finds himself in exile in his own land. So we've come here today, dramatized a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. That is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must be able to conduct our struggle on the highest plane of dignity and justice. We must not allow our creative boldness to degenerate into physical power. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights, meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy, which has engulfed the Negro community, must not lead us to a distrust of all white people, for many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees for civil rights. When will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of all the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote, and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. One day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of imposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the boogie to the hilltop of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the Fairbanks slopes of California, not only that, let freedom ring. From Stone Mountain of Georgia, let freedom ring. From Lookout Mountain of Tennessee, let freedom ring. From every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
That's real, man. Y'all just feeling that. Your boy DJ smells so good on the mix, man. Yeah, I already know. Yeah, doing it real big. Yeah, welcome to the Saturday session, man. It's your boy DJ smells so good in the building. You know what I'm saying? Doing a special little Saturday session up in here. Good Lord. I just turned on to the bridge, and just what I see. A kilt and a place to be. Hey, shout out to all my sexy cheerleaders out there. You know what I'm saying? All my CILF. And happy Martin Luther King Day to you. You know what I'm saying? Big up Debbie Daly. You know what I'm saying? Coming up in here real big. You know, you just missed the ride out. You know, my Martin Luther King 16-minute ride out. And, you know, to the speech. And that's how I do it real big. This is the Martin Luther King weekend, you know what I'm saying, celebrating a powerful man that did a lot, you know what I'm saying, for everybody, you know what I'm saying, not just black people, not just white people. God damn it, he did it for everybody, you know what I'm saying, for aliens, you know. So this your weekend, you know, and I had the honor to put that together. But today, actually, the Saturday session presents Jesse Jet Set Hudson, one of my close friends, you know what I'm saying, gonna be calling in. Came all the way down from Hollywood, California, you know what I'm saying? Broke off of, you know, his acting and stuff. His birthday is this Monday, January 18th. So, you know, I just went on ahead and did a little special show today for him. Show him some love, you know what I'm saying? Play a couple of his songs, talk to him, you know what I'm saying? Get some knowledge. Get some knowledge out of his head, you know what I'm saying? He's going to come through, talk about, you know, a little bit of everything. Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying? Going to talk about got a little bit of experience in Hollywood, talk about some Michael Jackson, and, you know, we're going to go in on it, you know what I'm saying? So, happy birthday to all the Capricorns out there celebrating their birthday. Don't forget, got a couple of days countdown to the official smelly jump-off, man. My birthday is on February 11th, turning 32 years old, and I guarantee you I'm doing a 12-hour marathon for my birthday. Yeah. I did it for the Tasha Triple X, so I'm going to do it for me. That's real. I got to coordinate that, you know what I'm saying? Hook that thing on up, dog. Goofy Bone said it, Jay and everybody. If you want to be, if you want to participate, you know what I'm saying, and help me out, I need anybody who got an available show, you know what I'm saying? I want to use your show to link up, you know what I'm saying, to keep the party moving. 12 hours strong, man. So hit me up, smellybtr@live.com if you're interested. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And today, if you want to talk to Mr. Jet Set, make sure you call up. Talk to him live. You know what I'm saying? Be calling in a few minutes. 347-237-5125. This is the Saturday Session Presents Jesse Jet Set Hudson, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You will get to know the man. I want to give a RIP to Teddy P. You know what I'm saying? Teddy Pendergrass, you know, has passed away over the, this past week. And, you know, everybody mourning the deaths of a good fallen, you know, R&B icon, man. And, you know, real old school baby maker man. You know what I'm saying? The first brother that really put them baby maker, that made the term baby making music. You know what I'm saying? He had Isley Brothers and stuff like that, but that Closed the Door and all them other hits, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got none of them uploaded because, you know, I don't play music without my permission, so I'm sorry. That's why I specialize in nothing but independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Because I got their permission. But much love, you know what I'm saying, to Teddy P, man. You know, RIP to you, my brother. And, you know, best wishes to you and your family, you know what I'm saying? That's real. So what I'm going to do today, you know, before we get old, Mr. Jet Set on the line, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually going to break off into something new. Yeah. So definitely up in there, I'll go ahead and make a laugh a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Gonna make a laugh, you know. Shout out to all the beautiful women of the world out there, you know? Yeah. Let me go ahead and get into, guess what, y'all? Yes, this early. We breaking off the nutty news of the day early, y'all. We gonna do the nutty news of the day, you know what I'm saying? Give y'all some nutty news of the weekend, man. Actually, you know what I'm saying? And this will help promote, you know, get you into the weekend a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Safely. Because if you know what's nutty out there, man, then shit, you probably would not want to go outside. But, hey, we live in a crazy world, so you got to do what you got to do. You know? Much love. I want to thank Devin Daly. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know who Devin Daly is, you got to come on blogtalkradio.com and search for DEBIDALY. That's Miss Devin Daly. And, yeah. Pull the ball, her shows. She do a lot of relationship shows. Saving people relationships and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that's big ups to that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But what we about to do right now, people, is we about to get into the Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Where all your nutty and off-the-wall news, and I mean off-the-wall news, comes from. I'm going to put a little, let's see what we're going to have here in the background. Well, I'm going to just set music at. Okay. I have uploaded new music, and I don't see it. All right, well, let's go with Yeah, that's my jingle, y'all. Yeah, y'all like my jingle. I'm going to go with Gangsta Party on Us. This is Jet Set, Mr. Smell So Good, featuring old Kane in the background. It's called Gangsta Party on Us, y'all. And it's probably proper I played this before. Oh, yeah? That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? You still should do that, Devin Daly. Go out. You still should go out and celebrate Martin Luther King Day. Everybody should go out. You know what I'm saying? Because without Martin Luther King, hell, we wouldn't be sitting in this motherfucker right now. Motherfucker still be in this country with racist-ass attitudes. You know what I'm saying? And dumb fucking mind and thinking. So we still need to work on, you know what I'm saying, you know, reverting all our thinking. But, you know. Check this out, y'all. We're going to go to take this thing on around the world. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all some nutty news from around the world. And, you know what I'm saying, when Mr. Jet Set called through, we'll go ahead and take a break. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here. You know what I'm saying? Start this thing off. Shouts out to Six Figures. I be the wise one, K and Kareem. You know what I'm saying? All y'all all up there holding down in Las Vegas. Better watch out, though. Yeah. Slain suspect is arrested changing in a porta potty. Yeah. Los Angeles man is charged with the murder after the beating death of another man at a downtown apartment building. Mark Hoffman, 47 years old, was arrested inside a porta potty near the crime scene. He's a stupid motherfucker. Police said he was hiding and attempting to change his clothes. Hoffman was also suffering from a self-inflicted injury, but detectives did not say it was a suicide attempt. Damn, that's fucked up. You know, went to jail, killed the man, fucked yourself up, and still going to jail fucked up. Damn. Well, no time for relaxing, y'all. You know, hey, we're going to Delaware. Police officer accidentally shot herself. Hey, chick, I don't know what you're doing, but that's not police activity. That's not positive police activity, that is. But a Delaware County police officer accidentally shot herself today while cleaning a gun. Right. The 29-year-old part-time. How the hell are you a part-time police officer? What the fuck else? Part-time officer with the Collingdale Police Department had just finished a firearms training session at Double Action, an indoor pistol and archery range in Yeadon, about 9:30 this morning. As she was beginning to clean the weapon, yeah, a round went off, wounding her in the thigh, said Michael J. Chitwood, Upper Darby Police Superintendent. Yeah, if I wanted to cut my music, I would, but you get one of those, you know, you got to be, you know, oh, man, on my ass cap. What? Hey, woman, you know, I got to get registered with ASCAP. I ain't registered with ASCAP, BMI. I play all these damn artists and stuff, but I promote artists so hard, I don't even pay attention to myself. But, you know, I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? I was an artist before I became a DJ and just fell in love with, you know, promoting other motherfuckers and putting them out there. So, shouts out to Devin Daly. Don't put me on the map. Appreciate that. You know, you're going to hear some other stuff I got, you know, a little later on. Let's go over here to Madrid, Spain. Hola, ¿cómo está usted? To all of my mi amigos y mi amigas in Spain. FBI used my photo for new Usama wanted poster. Yeah. Okay, this is going to get a little interesting, people. So let's go ahead and tell you what I got for sale. This is Jet Set Mr. Smell So Good in the background. Called Mr. Money for Sale. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's what's up, girl. That's what's up, girl. Yeah. Check this out, y'all. A Spanish lawmaker says he was stunned to find that FBI used his photograph. Why would you be stunned? The fake Bureau of Investigation used his photograph as part of a digitally enhanced image showing what Usama, I thought it was Osama bin Laden, but now it's Usama bin Laden, might look like today. Yeah. Get your spelling right, motherfuckers. Osama bin Laden, not Usama. Gaspar Yalmazares says he would no longer feel safe in the U.S. after his hair and other features appeared on a wanted poster showing an older bin Laden on U.S. government website. Yeah, rewardsforjustice.net. A reward of up to $25 million is offered. That's fucked up. I would sue their ass for $25 million. That way, you know, at least if you walk around, you can pay a bitch to leave you alone. You fucked up. You fucked up, homie. Straight up. You fucked up, homie. Damn. It's all good. Yeah. All right. Well, then let's go to get off the screen. I hate when that shit pop up, man. Get off the screen, man. Let me see this. Let's go to Destin, man. What the hell is Destin at? I don't know. But a driver with deputy behind him runs a red light. Okay, what's so wow about that? A man sitting at a red light on Christmas Day turned left before the light changed, despite the fact that an Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office deputy was sitting behind him. The two were sitting at the light on U.S. Highway 98 and Matthew Boulevard. The deputy initiated a traffic stop and found the driver, 40-year-old Charles Jesse Johnson. It's a real country-ass name. Charles Jesse Johnson. Why you got two first names? What the fuck is that all about? Why people do that? Give my mother two first names and shit. I'm sorry, y'all. Charles Jesse Johnson of Perry in the back seat. He had jumped in there when the vehicle came to a stop, according to his arrest report. What the hell? I wasn't driving. No, wrong with you, man. You going crack and driving or something? What? Look at him. We're not going to go there, people. All right, let's go on to Venezuela. I told you we'd be all the way around the world, even though I'm coming out of 81 Trizzy. You know what I'm saying? And I take this thing all the way around the world. And I do mean the world. So we're in Mérida, Venezuela. With ice cream store has 860 different flavors. Damn. Yeah, you might imagine that the shop selling the largest number of ice cream flavors in the world would be in Italy or perhaps the U.S. But in fact, it is in the Venezuelan city of Mérida, as Will Grant discovered. After looking in the windows of a couple of ice cream parlors but finding nothing more exciting inside than strawberry and vanilla, we eventually find Koromoto, opposite a church. The neon sign outside with the words Guinness Book of Records written in pink is an instant giveaway, but once through the doors, it becomes even clearer that this is the place. The selection includes chili, tomato, gherkin, onion, mushrooms and wine, garlic and crab, cream of crab. Yeah, all those are ice cream, people. Yummy. I'll have some of none of that. Oh. Hey, my God, man. Anyways, let's go on over here to Minnesota, y'all. Shout out to Kittrick. Yeah, the $1 million kid, since you know, I'm over here in Minnesota, I'll go ahead and represent. You know what I'm saying? This is Kittrick in the background. You know what I'm saying? She's the winner. Comes from St. Paul, Minnesota. And, a bank robber, no longer a police officer. Huh, that's surprising because most of them still are. Did I say that live on air? Yes, I did. Timothy Carson, accused of robbing an Apple Valley bank and possibly connected to a dozen robberies in the metro area. Yeah, it's no longer a Minneapolis police officer. Sergeant Bill Palmer said Carson's tenure with the department ended Thursday. Palmer would not say whether Carson, hired in 2007, resigned or was fired. His law enforcement career ends as police departments around the metro area have built cases connecting him to a string of armed robberies in early January. God damn. That's the blind leading the blind, people. You know what I mean? Minneapolis police have asked the Hennepin County attorney to consider charges against Carson in connection with 5 robberies. What do you mean consider? Fuck yeah. Alright, we're going to the islands, y'all. Let's go over here to Northern Mariana Islands. Never been there, but yeah. Because the governor is hot water. Yeah, he did not order over prisoner massage. Hopefully it was at a female prison. But let's see. The governor of the U.S. administered Northern Mariana Islands is feeling the heat after ordering the temporary release of a jail suspect to give him a massage. Okay. Benigno Arfetial, the most senior politician in the Western Pacific Territory, demanded Chinese masseuse Qing Mi Chang be set free on January 8th to treat him for back pain. The masseuse was taken from the local prison where she, was being held on people smuggling charges to the governor's mansion before being returned to jail. Man, you know that motherfucker got him some suki sukiyaki. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'd probably be in hot water too, people. Yeah. I'd be right there. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know we can get that sentence a little lighter. You know what I'm saying? You make me a little lighter. You know? Oh. My bad. My bad. And the truth comes out. All right, y'all. Let's go to Cuba, man. I don't speak Cuban, but hola, amigo, el cubano, and Cuban bread to you. You know what I'm saying? El stogie to you. Yeah. El Scarfeso to you. Yeah. Cold weather has been blamed for a psychiatric patient's death. Yeah, the Cuban authorities have opened an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the death of 26 psychiatric hospital patients. Officials have blamed their deaths on this week's unusual cold weather. Cuba's communist government is proud of its universal and free national health system, but human rights activists in Cuba say the Havana hospital housing the patients was in a shocking state with broken windows, inadequate bedclothes, and missing doors. Yeah, go ahead and get some free health care if you want to. Get what you pay for, man. They told you it's free. They ain't say they was paying for anything. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. That's too real, man. Let me get, hey, ladies, got some coochie coupons out there? All right, let me get into this news, man. Yeah. All right, y'all. Let's go to Moscow, man. Man, we in Moscow. Giant porn screening stops traffic. I'd probably stop too. An enormous television screen showing a pornographic film has caused a midnight traffic jam in central Moscow as stunned, imagine that, motorists slammed on brakes to gawk at the writhing naked body. The owner of the advertising screen, which sits atop a main road about 2 kilometers south of the Kremlin, told the state-run RA news agency that hackers had broken into the screen's computer system and turned on the porn. Yeah, right. I'll buy that for a dollar. It's easy to blame anything on hackers nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, out of the $10 million that was missing, hackers got it. Not. What the fuck ever. What's going over here to China, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Where the Great Wall of China is made entirely out of chocolate. Yeah. A team of Chinese confectioners have built a 10-meter-long replica of the Great Wall of China entirely out of chocolate in a bid to entice locals to eat more of the sweet stuff. The chocolate wall is made from solid dark chocolate bricks stuck together with white chocolate. Mmm, that sounds so good. Sounds like somebody I know. Hey, Kilf. Okay, I'm sorry, people. Yeah, stuck together with white chocolate, and it's one of the attractions at the World Chocolate Wonderland exhibition and trade show that opens later this month. Chocolatier Wang Quilu said his version of the ancient wall was a feature of engineering in itself, with a carefully constructed crumbling section at one end to resemble the real thing. He says he has also had to make sure his materials did not melt. I wonder how the hell he did that, but I don't care because I'm not reading into it. Yeah. Keep it moving, people. And then we're going to get into some jet set music. How about that? Isn't that extra special? Hope everyone is having a great Martin Luther King weekend, because, hey, I sure am, because I'm here with you. Oh, yeah. Let's go to University of Rochester. Hopefully that's in New York. I believe. Weekends are good for you. That's what I'm talking about. Working for the weekend. That's what I'm doing. Just about everybody, yeah, even workaholics should look forward to the weekend. When most people get a mood boost, a new study suggests, participants in the study often reported better moods, greater vitality, and fewer aches and pains from Friday evening through Sunday afternoon as compared with the rest of the week. Duh, workers, even those with interesting high-status jobs, a.k.a. strippers, really are happier on the weekend, said study researcher Richard Ryan, a professor of psychology at the University of Rochester. Working men and women across all occupations felt mentally and physically better on the weekends, regardless of income, work, education, age, or marital status, the researchers found. That's like a no-brainer, people. I mean, who really wouldn't be happy, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and play this old Jet Set off in the background. Find my famous fortune. Featuring Young Fella, y'all. That birthday Jet Set, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating his birthday, January 18th, you know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, y'all. Very official day is the 15th, but you know everybody observes it the whole weekend, so that's what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Let's count it. Hallelujah. Okay. Check this out, y'all. We in St. Pete, Florida. With someone buried in woman's burial spot again. That sounds crazy, but yes. 4 years ago, Lucille Rembert brought flowers to her husband's grave at Royal Palm Cemetery. But as she looked down, she started to cry. Another woman had been buried next to him in her spot. Fucked up. I said, oh, no, not again. She recalled recently, in 1995, the cemetery buried a man in the plot she bought next to her husband. She agreed to move her husband's body to a place with room for her. Now they wanted to move him again. This week, after fighting unsuccessfully with the cemetery for 4 years to get her burial spot back, Rembert, 61, sued the company that owns Royal Palm. Boy, that's some sick shit there now. I'm sorry, y'all. That's some sick shit. You done dug up. How you? Come on, man. Is it serious? Is it serious? Wow. All right, y'all. Well, check this out. Let's go on over here to Stockholm. Sweden. We are in Sweden. Sweden. I don't know how to speak, you know, Sweden. I'm just doing my Black Arnold voice, which sounds Sweden. I am from Sweden. My name is Smell So Good. I am from Sweden. Anyways, a dance with bunny leads to a jail sentence. Yeah. A Swedish man on disability claiming to be wheelchair-bound was given a 3-year jail term after being caught dancing with a life-size bunny record show. Yeah. Halmstad District Court sentenced the 33-year-old man after police, following up a neighbor's tip, fucking snitches out there, searched his house and found a picture of the man dancing with an amusement park's costume rabbit mascot, the Swedish news agency TT reported Friday. The court found the man's entire family guilty in the disability swindle, convicting his father, mother, and sister as well. I'm sorry, y'all. I have to go ahead and give them the award, people. Hey, man, here you go. Here's your award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn. Let it go. Oh, man. Come on, people. I mean, people, is it that serious? Is it that serious? I guess so, because like Jess said, say...
What you think everybody needs?
Anybody needs money.
Ah, man, let's go to New York, y'all. Check this out. What a dumb crook forgot his ski mask until too late. Yeah, police in New York say an armed robber forgot to pull down his ski mask until after security cameras. A store clerk and customers had already seen his face. Yeah, investigators said the video depicts the man entering Alba's grocery store in the city's Queensboro with two accomplices shortly after midnight, December 21st. The New York Post reported Friday. They said he did not pull down his ski mask until after demanding cash from the worker. Yeah. Oh, man. Why he must be high for you went up in there, boy. You must be on that good. People, listen. If you do anything, please, I'm just saying, don't smoke nothing before you go and do your shit. Stay sober, people. A sober mission is a good mission. You know what I'm saying? Wow. All right. I ain't never heard of this, but we're in Waukegan. Some shit. Waukegan, Illinois. We're in Illinois, damn it. Shit. Where man tries to escape out of a bulletproof window. How do you do that? All righty then, let's try to find out. Let's see. Burn it one more of these. All right. Rather than get hauled back to jail, a Zion man tried to jump out of a bulletproof window to escape authorities. Okay. Travis Copeland, 19, bolted out of a Lake County felony courtroom Wednesday, ran down the courthouse skyway that crosses Washington Street, and tried to shoulder slam his way through a second floor window. Dumbass. A security camera captured the attempted escape and shows Copeland, bounce against the glass in his failed getaway. About a half a dozen Lake County Sheriff's deputies surrounded him with weapons drawn and brought his dumb ass back to jail. Hey, you must have been so bad. Man, probably had 60 days too. You know, man. You know, being old wuss. You know what I'm saying? Had like 60 days in jail. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't take 60 days. I can't do no 60 days in county jail. Not 60 days. That's it. Man, please, get your pussy ass out of here, man. All right, y'all, let's go over here to Denver, Colorado, man. School is sorry for insensitive Martin Luther King Jr. lunch. Yeah, right. Denver public school officials are apologizing after a parent complained that a school lunch meant to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was stereotypical and offensive, reported KMGH-TV. The lunch planned for Friday was to include Southern-style chicken, collard greens, and a biscuit in honor of King. Denver Public School spokesman Michael Vaughn released a statement that said the plan to serve a Southern-style meat in recognition of Martin Luther King Jr. Day was well-intentioned but highly insensitive in light of certain hurtful cultural stereotypes still harbored in parts of our society. Yeah, you know, they always link up motherfucking black people talking about, you know, we love chicken. But, you know, man, really? Honestly? It's one more white folks at the goddamn KFCs, you know what I'm saying, and sneaking in the motherfucking Church's Chicken, you know what I'm saying, early, before the black folks get up in that motherfucker. Then there's black folks eating chicken. Yeah, truth be told. Uh-huh. Well, everybody loves chicken. I don't know what the hell. Ain't no black or white thing. What kind of shit is that? Hey, baby, man. Everybody loves chicken. If you don't like chicken, then what you doing? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Well, you know, I'm playing a bunch of Jet Set music, man. You know, all in the background. You know what I'm saying? Just to feature old Mr. Jet Set. It's his birthday. But I'm going to switch it up a little bit real quick. You know what I'm saying? And play something for the ladies in the, well, for everybody in the background. Put it that way. It's Crime City Records, Mrs. Krell. For all y'all ladies out here showing y'all how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Deb Daly in the building. C-I-L-F. You already know. Oh, Deb Daly. Can you do it, girl? I'm just bullshitting with you. We're going to Fort Lauderdale, y'all. Man, here in Florida, good old Florida, where Super Snake fears on the rise. Yeah, fears of a new Super Snake emerging in the Everglades grew this week during a hunt to track South Florida's invasive python population. A three-day state-coordinated hunt that started Tuesday had, by Wednesday, turned up at least five African rock pythons, including a 14-foot-long female in a targeted area of Miami-Dade County. State environmental officials worry that the rock python could breed with the Burmese python, which already has an established foothold in the Everglades. That could lead to a new super snake, said George Horn, the Water District's deputy executive. Man, what the hell, level? Y'all motherfucking dumping snakes out there, man. You motherfucking dumping snakes out there just to see what the hell these motherfuckers going to do. And they can only do it out there in the Everglades. You know what I'm saying? But guaranteed, if y'all bring y'all asses on land, y'all going to get fucked up. You're going to see a bunch of dead snakes all on the highways. But bitch, I'm running over everything. Non-stop. Yeah. Huh. That's crazy. Well, check this out, y'all. Let's go on over here to Michigan, man. Where three die in wreck. Stole $45 worth of beauty products. Yeah. That's a cheap way to die. St. Clair Shores police released the names of three Detroit men who died in a crash on I-94. After they fled police after they stole $45 worth of Axe beauty products from a St. Clair Shores drugstore. Investigators said Gordon Eugene Wright, 56, was driving the Ford Fusion that crashed as it sped the wrong way on I-94 westbound Thursday night. His passengers, Raymond Lee Lewis and Quadalios Combs, both 53, also were killed. The Ford Fusion clipped a minivan, then was hit by a flatbed tow truck near 12 Mile, according to Michigan State Police. I think the tow truck man just wanted to make some money, and he went on ahead and handled his business. You know what I'm saying? His business. I'm just bullshitting with you, y'all. I'm just bullshitting. A couple more minutes, man. We're going to go ahead and make a call. You know what I'm saying? At the top of the hour. Top of the hour, we're going to call Mr. Jet Set up, man, to see what's crack-a-lacking, pop-a-locking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go ahead. I got money on my mind anyway. Kick up some more grand Crime City Rock. Yeah, Crime City Rock. This is an ugly female. Wow. We're in the UK, where Suzanne Boyle's mop singing airport meltdown. British singing sensation Suzanne Boyle stunned passengers in a VIP lounge at London's Heathrow Airport after she started shouting swear words and singing into a mop. the singer, 48, who looks like a guy, sorry, whose debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, has sold more than 3 million copies worldwide, suddenly grabbed the mop from a cleaner and began to treat it as a makeshift microphone as she suffered another public meltdown on Tuesday. During her bizarre performance, which sparked complaints to British Airways staff, she also used a mop to polish passengers' shoes, The Sun reported Tuesday, today. Well, which ain't even today. So. Yeah. Wow. That is crazy. Well, let's go on over here to Illinois. Galesburg, to be exact. Yeah, man. Why are you guys doing this shit? What do you get out of child pornography? I don't get that. I mean, that don't make you feel ashamed. Why? Soldiers accused of having child pornography. Child porn. Picture of a relative. Yeah. I ain't even finna start the state jokes. You know what I'm saying? I was finna say he might be from Alabama, but you know. Might have somebody from Alabama out there listening. Don't like that crossbreeding jokes, you know. But I've already said it, so fuck it. An Illinois National Guard soldier in Afghanistan has been charged by the U.S. Army with possessing child pornography over pictures of a young relative his mother says she sent him. Yeah, Terry Miller of Galesburg says she sent her son, Specialist Billy Miller, pictures of the little girl to help him get over his homesickness. The pictures show the child in a swimsuit playing a wading pool and sitting on a truck. In one, the girl is wearing a swimsuit and part of her buttocks are exposed. Oh, man, how in the hell? Come on, man. I thought y'all had some juicy shit. That ain't nothing juicy, man. Kids don't know how to take pictures. But see, that's a sick adult mind right there. You know what I'm saying? It takes that innocence. You know what I'm saying? And just totally, you know, turn something totally innocent, man, into child pornography. Wow. And you done about to ruin this man's career. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. All right, y'all. We in Italy. Padua, to be exact, where chickens can count. Yeah, chickens can count in Italy. Italian scientists leading an international team said chickens have demonstrated the ability to count and appear to prefer a left-to-right order. The University's of Padua Psychology Department, working together with the University of Trento and Canada's University of Saskatchewan, all wasting money, millions of dollars probably, said they taught young domestic chickens and North American nutcrackers to count their way to desired holes in a series. What the fuck? What? Oh, I should have had the camera on right now so y'all can see I'm fighting with myself to understand the dumbness of that whole article. The significance of that whole article. What the fuck they gonna do? Gonna make some, man, what? Nope. Keep this clean, people. Keep that clean. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Last but not least, y'all, we're in Texas. Good old Texas, where all my exes don't move to, because Bush is there. Yeah, who want to move there? Anyways, duck hunters forced lockdown at nuclear arms plant. Damn. Officials at the Pantex plant near Amarillo, which maintains the safety, security, and reliability of the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile, ordered a lockdown at about 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Plant officials said in a statement, the plant is operated by Babcock and Wilcox for the U.S. Department of Energy, which oversees the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile. The plant was locked down because armed hunters were spotted on property adjacent to it. Somebody saw some armed individuals dressed in camouflage clothing exiting the vicinity of the plant, said Sheriff Tammy Terry. Sheriff found a pair of hunters setting out duck decoys and building a blind on property near the plant. Yeah, you can't do that, brothers. You got to get your country asses out of here and go hunt freaking ducks somewhere else. So that'll do it, baby. Yeah. It's your nutty news for the day, people. Brought to you in part by... Dun, dun, dun. I ain't got my... Oh, wait a minute. Do I? Hold on, people. I might even have something special for you. Check this out. Oh, shit. I ain't got it. I thought I had my Wheel of Fortune music. Mother flipper. Damn, my Wheel of Fortune music. Shit. All right, people. You've been spared the Wheel of Fortune music. You know what I'm saying? Because I was sure enough going to put it on you. But can't do it. So it's all good. We'll keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, groovy, baby.
That's real. Let me get into this one song, man. We're going to come back with Mr. Jet Set. You know what I'm saying? Live on the Starship Smelly Prize, man. And let me see what I want to hear. Let's see. Deb Daly, what did you want to hear? Here's some rap, old school. Well, I ain't got no old school, but R&B, pop. I got some pop. Hey, I got some pop. Anybody want to hear some pop? I got some pop for the show, people. That's what I'm talking about.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
You know what I'm saying? So I got pop coming up. How about that? Hey, that's not funny.
Stop. I'm dying over here.
That's not fun. That's, you don't think I got pop? Hey, ladies, I got some pop coming for you, then. Kate Jones in the building, y'all. Coming right back, Starship Smelly Prize. The Saturday session presents Jesse Jet Set. Yeah, right now it smells so good. I can't breathe after that one. Wow. Let me play a special dedication song. You know what I'm saying? To all my special listeners out there. This is I got a special dedication song to special someone out there. Yeah. There you go. All right, people. You know, enough said.
Exactly what them freaks do. Damn. She act a fool. She a beast with it. Tattoos on her ass and some nice titties. Lacking off some pheromones. Ain't no time to postpone. Say she ready now. Take her to the room and get it on. What your favorite position is. From the back, do your thing, you can handle it. Well, go ahead and turn around, pull off them panties in. All the lovers that you had, bet I'll be your favorite. She don't care about the pain, little mama keep taking it. Like to watch herself, so she got a nigga taking it. She was doing things to me that I ain't never had it. You know the sex the best when you're messing with a crazy chick.
I wanna make love, I just wanna fuck. I wanna make love, I just wanna fuck.
She like it sweaty, she like it rough, she breathing heavy, she bought the nut, went in the dresser, grabbed the handcuffs, and said you won't regret it, you better man up, and what she did next, something that I love, she went down, you know the rest, bruh, and when she came up, this is what she said,
I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck, I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck, I don't wanna make love, I just wanna fuck.
All right. One more. And we're coming back, man.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready. For me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready. Ready. She's she say so much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready, she's ready, she's ready, she's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready, ready, she's ready, she's ready, ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready.
Got to play this special dedication song to Ms. Debbie Dillon. You know what I'm saying? Just to let you know.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties, a little titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Yeah, matter of fact, let me, I got another song I'm going to play real quick. Hey, Goofy Bone called me up yesterday, man, and, called me up in the bathroom of the Motel 6, requesting I play this song, because he was going to get his groove on. So, shouts out to Misty for, getting the Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? It's going now.
This is another Dead Dog Record production.
Wondering, hey, hey, hey.
you love me? Or is your love as true as you say? Girl, it's all in what you say. I just wanna say, hey. Wanna love that will stay, never leave you, always by your side. That's what's on my mind. When you tell me something different about the girl you think I'm messing around, oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I want to moan about it.
Satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
What's happening? It's your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
So nice.
pretty feet, pretty to the smell, so mean. I want you on my team, Ronnie Clyde, that's the thing. Remember one thing, we gon' always take the team. That's never gon' stop, cause the money always talk. Get a pussy good, but the money throw it off. You steal my bloody boo, we gon' take the world on. Put it on our back while we get big stacks. Money make the pussy wetter than big sin. So come a little close, now we ain't holding hands. But the money that we counting gon' make us touch hands. So tell me what you want, is she feeling my plan?
I gotta be your only lady in this position. Cause I ain't down with just being second best. Either take it or leave it, nothing more, nothing less. With that being said, we can have a good time. Have a nice dinner, wash down with some wine. Do a lot of things that can ease the mind. And show each other love, cause you know it's not a crime. Anything on your chest, you should just let it off. If you are with me, you ain't gotta stress at all. I could take you places mentally you ain't been to. Do what you wanna, it depends what you're into. Just be faithful, and it's that simple. And you ain't gotta worry about a relevant issue. Take trips, do this or such. All we need is me and you, and that's enough.
Six figures and featuring Red Shades right there, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. The old Shy Light rendition, you know what I'm saying, old girl, you know what I'm saying, a little remake, yeah, no. Still riding out, man, on the Saturday Session Presents Jesse Jet Set Hudson. You know what the hell happened, I thought he was supposed to call in. But you already know, man, I do. I have the ability to call a mofo on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't play it. I don't even play that shit. So that's what I'm going to do. Bring them back alive. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold on just a second. Let's get into it.
The President of the United States. Mr. President.
Box belonging to
Jet Set.
Alright. Yeah, the phone ain't on, okay. Tried to call you.
Stop wars all over the world. It's time to give up the fight.
fighting and killing. It's time to bring peace to the world. No one is a winner of a war. Wars can't be won on the battlefield. Wars are won with love, peace,
bring the fight
and happiness. Bring the soldier boy.
Bring the back alive.
Bring the soldier girl.
Bring the back alive.
Bring the army, y'all.
Bring the back alive.
Bring them home alive, y'all.
Bring the back alive.
What we're fighting for.
Bring the back alive.
We are the world. You come from, if it's a war going on, it's time to stop it, stop it, stop all wars all over the world. It's time for peace and love and happiness. Let's bring them home alive where we can see them. Don't bring them back in a casket. Let's bring them home alive, y'all. Anybody with authority, kings and queens all over the world, let's stop it. Let's stop the wars and bring peace and live together. Live together.
Bring the
soldier boy. Let's live together. We family, y'all.
Bring the
soldier boy. We human beings. God wants us to love each other.
Bring the army, y'all.
Come on, bring them alive.
Bring them
home alive, y'all.
Bring them
home alive.
Bring them back alive.
It's time.
We're fighting for.
Bring them back alive.
All right.
We are the world.
Bring them back alive.
Let's bring them home alive.
People.
Bring the army home, y'all.
Bring them home.
Bring the back alive.
Bring the soldier,
bring the soldier boy.
Marines and
bring the
back
alive. Home alive.
Bring the soldier girl.
Bring the
let's stop the wars.
Bring the
army, y'all.
Let's stop the wars.
Let's bring them all home. No matter what country, we're the world. Let's bring peace.
Wow!
It's a new year. It's a new idea.
We touch.
I remember a long time ago.
Touch.
It was a song.
Say,
I want to be rich.
Woo!
It's time to make it happen, y'all.
It's money for sale. Money for sale.
Let's make some money, y'all.
Money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money.
Let's create some businesses.
You
come on, it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs, some business.
Come on. Money.
I got money. I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money, I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. So step up and let me show you I'm ready to shoot. M14 the scope got you going cahoots. It's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. Now I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. I said it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale. Money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money for sale.
Let's create some businesses.
You
come on.
Buy some
it's
money.
Our time now.
Money for
we
sale.
Can
money
make
sale.
All kind of money. Money makes money.
Some money.
Let's create some jobs. Some business.
Come on.
Now let me bring it back to
bring
the
it
basics.
Back, bring
how
it
back,
back
in
girl.
The days, hard times I had to face it.
Yeah.
Pull out my number two and begin to erase it, so I can face it. Then chase it, find a new scheme and show up, replace it. And act like I'm the master, lock it down in the basement. Cause it's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. And I got money, and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. Cause I got money, cause I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for
this
you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money for sale.
Let's create some businesses.
You
come on,
buy some
it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we
sale.
Can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Some money.
Let's create some jobs, some
everybody
business.
Come
on.
Money.
If you got a dollar, I need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl's nail. You think you're moving silky like a white girl's nail. You need to save your money, need to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. But I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets gon' swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Some money.
Come on, let's make some money.
Money,
let's create some businesses.
You
come on,
some
it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Some
let's
money.
Create some jobs, some
everybody
business. Come on.
Everything I touch,
money
it turns to gold.
Honey,
everything
money.
I touch,
money
it turns to gold.
Honey, money.
I touch,
money
it turns to gold.
Money, honey. Honey, money.
I can't touch
your body.
Honey,
honey.
Honey,
money.
I wanna touch
money,
your soul.
Honey. Money, honey.
Honey, money.
Money, honey.
Can I touch your body?
Woo!
Can I touch
everything?
New York City
turns
to gold.
Everything
I touch,
it turns
Mississippi,
money.
Everybody all over the world, come on.
Money.
You can do it, y'all.
Let's
use your power.
How it lasts forever.
Oh, yeah.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. So we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds.
bank of justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great halls of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time. Make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. That is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must be able to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical power. Game after game, we must rise to the majestic heights, meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy, which has engulfed the Negro community, must not lead us to a distrust of all white people, for many of our white brothers have ever been today have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make a pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who ask in the liberties of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of all the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue
They're not gain lodging in the motels or the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote. And a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, no, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. One day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day, right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith.
struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims proud. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the boogies and hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curving of the slopes of California, not only that, let freedom ring. From Stone Mountain of Georgia, let freedom ring. From Lookout Mountain of Tennessee, let freedom ring. From every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Yeah, little mix right there, you know what I'm saying, celebrating Martin Luther King, man, you know what I'm saying, greatest man on this planet, I did the most for the people of this planet, if you ask me, you know what I'm saying, you know, broke molds and barriers and all that other kind of good-ish, you know what I'm saying, and just brought people together, man, you know, let the veil of ignorance fall, and, you know what I'm saying, only seeing truth, so. That's why you got Mr. Martin Luther King, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, just got to say, you know, much love to you, my brother, and thank you. That's all I can pretty much say. Shouts out from...
What to do, this Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fighting Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well-educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Yeah, shouts out to Debbie Daly, you know what I'm saying, the Kilf, holding it down on the bridge, you know what I'm saying? Everybody like, what is a Kilf? Or what is a MILF? Exactly. There's a cheerleader then. Just put a cheerleader in the place and there you go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Exactly. No more
back. That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Hey, bro. I need you, you know. But thank you anyways. So, what I'm going to do is, let me throw on a little African music real quick, man. Throw this on in the background, tell y'all a little something. My African music playing in the background. Jet Set, you know what I'm saying, celebrating his birthday. I think he's turning like 62. I believe he turned over 62 this year. And, you know, Jet Set can be found in a lot of movies, you know what I'm saying, in Hollywood. He's been in Martin Lawrence's, a couple of films here and there, Nutty Professor. I mean, he's been in all kind of different little films. He is a member of Della Reese's Church up there in Hollywood, California. He's part of the Up Choir. And, you know, he got DVDs out and stuff like that. And, you know, very interesting person, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of wisdom and stuff. So, you know, you can always learn something from your elders, you know what I'm saying? That's why you always say respect your elders. and just learn. Shut the fuck up and learn. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what time it is. So, this in the background is African music. You know, on Tuesdays I teach languages. So, you know, all month long, Tuesday time for language learning is Afrikaan, the Afrikaan language. Kwimandag, to all my people out there, Krutne. You know what I'm saying? And in a few minutes, I will see you later. See you later, which is see you later. And I said Krute, which means greeting. And Kwimandag, which means good afternoon. You know what I'm saying? That's real. You're riding out with DJ Smell So Good. And we do this each and every day, man. The Lord allowed us to get up on these airways, you know what I'm saying? And thanks to David Daly, we're going to be getting some ASCAP reporting in a minute, you know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I was actually going to go and find another radio station that I can actually, you know, pay for, I guess. I would have to pay for them, you know what I'm saying? But if I can stay on Blog Talk, I would definitely stay on Blog Talk. And then still, you know what I'm saying, as long as the artist can, you know what I'm saying, get their spins and stuff. So, you know, that's my major thing, is just getting artists, getting paid, man, signing to get paid in 2010, man. All that free stuff, you know what I'm saying, that is for the buzz. That is for the buzz. So, you know, how we gonna do that? Gotta get into one little quick song. I gotta take a smoke break. You know what I'm saying? So this describes the kilf and the, on the bridge. An image that was put into my head. I was like, yeah. Never did it. Oh.
Mama said your booty swole. You got the kind of body makes it start to spin though. He said, whoa, mama said your booty swole. You got the kind of body makes it start to spin though. Yeah, I wanna dance. Yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want, you just be mine. Yeah, I wanna dance. Yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want, you just be mine. Oh, my God, did you see him? He looking so good, like he stepped out of GQ. He made me wanna lock in and become his people. But I'm so smooth, the girl played it all cool. I can't let this dude get the best of me. Even if I wanna sex, I have him next to me. But I gotta be honest, dude really turned me on. So much so, I talk about him in my song. And I told myself it's just a physical attraction. But this kind of stuff always pop into some action. But hold on slow, I put the brakes on it. That he acting so horny like he couldn't wait on it. Then he grabbed me by my waist and put me close into his face. And he won't stop licking, say he love the way I taste. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mama, hey, yeah, right, right.
Little mama,
hey, never change lane. No, no, she don't never change lane. She in my lane till I D.I. Hey, little mama.
Time waits for no old man, no way, no fucking how. Sick of this thug shit, right up that pow pow. Unemployed, searching for women who only about that money skimming. Long weed trimming, lots of bitches in half dinner. Your love looking good, but what glitters ain't always gold. See, that's what I was told, beat your ass out in cold. As I watch you shake and shiver, stretch in and lift your liver. Come up under here 2,000 rounds, and ain't gonna be no 5,000. New conditions, new conditions of the worldwide power ship. Now, you catch my drip, before that gun you up flip. Check out the text vibrating while y'all still around here playing hate. Cause when we done the face, got you on the edge, that's just a pain. Alternate routes, new directions, just a redirection. Like a Cortex indirection, on the flight date when I break it up with a chicken neck. Hideous and hideous, but the devil ain't never gonna pity it. From a jellyfish to a spine, and I believe it's about time. Mind your want, cause there's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your walk, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's your dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your walk, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's your dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your walk, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's your dread, and I think it's about time.
It's about time. It's about space. It's about a bunch of niggas that are dangerous. It's about time. It's about space. About a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. It's about time. It's about space. It's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place.
It's about time to use your mind. It's about time to stop looking for the easy way out. It's about time for me to make a hit. It's about time to start acting like a man. It's about time for us to come together as a people. It's about time for a change. It's about time to start using your brain.
It's about time.
Guys.